back here to continue to set this matchup up between the Vandals and the South Central Cougars. Vandals are 2-2 on the season. They're coming off of a 74-64 win over the Macon Meridian Hawks this past Saturday for their home opener. And the Cougars are 2-3 on the season. They are coming off of a loss 46-29 to the Patoka Odin Warriors. So the Vandals looking to push their winning streak out to 2 for the first time this season. And South Central looking to get at the 500 mark for the second time this season. South Central has played some pretty tough teams so far. Of course, they went and started their season at the Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament, where they fell to Father McGivney as well as the St. Emma Brownstown Eagles. But it's a young team that has some pretty good pieces. They just need to kind of get some of the team chemistry down. Of course, one of those nice pieces being one of the probably the best three-point shooter in the area in Weston Nielsen, a six-foot junior, someone that you have to account for at all times. Vandals have gotten big contributions all year long from their main three of Andrew Casey, Lucas Bowers, and Quentin Stonball. But Carter Robbins this past Saturday had a breakout game, scoring over 20 points, a career high for the senior for the Vandals. If you're looking for Illinois Fighting Illini basketball, you will find that on AM 1500, 104, 7FM, 102, 7FM, WPMB. The number 13 ranked Illini are taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes to open up Big Ten play. And, of course, we'll have two more broadcasts coming on the air this weekend at Vandalia Radio with the Vandals taking on the North Mac Panthers this Friday and taking on Carlisle on Saturday. We will take a quick break during the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball Action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network-accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low-voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandaliaIL.com.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
I knew Bob was such a grill master.
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
Starting lineup being announced on the floor first for the visiting South Central Cougars. They will start Aiden Hoover at a guard. He is a 5'9 freshman. Eli Heastand is at a guard. He is a 5'9 sophomore. Hudson Moore is at a guard. He is a 6-foot senior. Weston Nielsen is at a guard. He is a 6-foot junior. And Brock Segrist is at a forward. He is a 6'2 sophomore for the Cougars. Cougars are coached by Landon Zerlini, and he is assisted by Trevor Markley and Ian Fox. On the other side for the Vandalia Vandals, they will start Brenton McCarty at a guard. He is a 5'7 senior. Quentin Stallbaugh is at a guard. He is a 5'11 junior. Andrew Casey is at a forward. He is a 6'2 junior. Carter Robbins is at a forward. He is a 6'2 senior. And Lucas Bowers is at center. He is a 6'5 junior for the Vandals. Vandals are coached by Joe Vanzo, and he is assisted by Zach Schaefer, Randy Protz, and Austin Durbin. So it is Aiden Hoover, Eli Heestand, Hudson Moore, Brock Segrist, and Weston Nielsen, the five starters for the South Central Cougars. And for the Vandals, it is Quentin Stallbaugh, Brenton McCarty, Andrew Casey, Carter Robbins, and Lucas Bowers. Vandals are in their home whites, trimmed in red, with red Vandals written across the chest. And the Cougars are in their road navies, trimmed in silver, with silver Cougars across the chest. So cheerleaders are on the floor doing their routine, and the both teams getting some last-minute instructions from their head coaches. Vandals are 2-2 coming into tonight's contest. South Central is 2-3. So Vandals looking to get above 500 for the first time this evening, or the season, I should say, and South Central looking to get back to 500 for the second time this year. The referees are at center court. Vandals have broken their huddle first. Cougars still getting some last-minute instructions from Coach Landon Zerlini. And South Central has now broken their huddle. And we are just about ready for tip-off. It'll be the 6'5 Lucas Bowers for the Vandals, set to jump with the 6'2 Brock Segrist. Referee is at center court. And the ball is in the air, and it is tipped and controlled by the Vandals in the hands of Brent McCarty. Vandals moving from left to right. South Central coming out in a little bit of a 2-3 zone as Quentin Stallbaugh has it on the right wing. Now zips it over to McCarty. McCarty back to Stallbaugh, looking to drive baseline, but he's cut off by Nielsen. Top the key to McCarty. He swings it over to Robbins on the left wing. Get past to McCarty. Now top the key for Quentin Stallbaugh. Stallbaugh back to McCarty. Now skip pass to Stallbaugh, looked at the three, didn't take it. He's going to drive up inside, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound is tipped around and controlled by Weston Nielsen. Cougars moving from right to left. Nielsen with it at the left wing. Comes off a screen from Hudson Moore, pulls up from 20 feet out, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Lucas Bowers. Bowers in the hands of Casey. Casey skip pass to Stallbaugh. Stallbaugh back to Casey. Now at the left wing for Robbins. Robbins looked at the three, didn't take it, and so he fires it over into the corner for Stallbaugh. Three's up, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter as they turn over all the Cougars there first. Robbins dumps it down low to Quentin Stallbaugh, who lays it in for two. Basket by Quentin Stallbaugh, and the Vandals are on the board. They lead 2-0 with 6:49 left to go in the first quarter. Weston Nielsen with it at the left wing, guarded tightly by Brent McCarty. Now over to Aiden Hoover, who dumps it down low for Brock Segrist. Segrist back to Hoover. Hoover top of the key to Heestand. Heestand now at the left wing for Hudson Moore. Moore top of the key to Segrist. Now has his pass stolen away by Stallbaugh. Stallbaugh looking to go coast to coast, puts up a shot in the lane. Rattles won't go. Rebound kept inbounds by Bowers. Bowers now over to Robbins, who fires the left wing three. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. Nearly stolen away by the Vandals, but Hudson Moore dumps it down low to Aiden Hoover, who lays it in for two. Basket by Aiden Hoover, and the Cougars are on the board. This game is tied with 6:05 left to go in the first quarter. Full court pressure being applied by South Central. McCarty breaks it, trying to dump it down for Bowers, and does. Bowers puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Gets his own rebound, kicks it back out to Robbins, who fires a right wing three. That's up, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Hudson Moore. Moore now gets it into the hands of Weston Nielsen, who gets across half court, comes off a screen from Seegers, fires it here at the top of the key, and that's nothing but net. Three-pointer for Weston Nielsen, and the Cougars take the lead. It's 5-2 with 5:36 left to go in the quarter. Vandals break the full-court press as McCarty has it at the free-throw line. Now kicks the top of the key to Casey. Casey over in the left corner for Stallbaugh for three. Got it. Three-pointer for Quentin Stallbaugh, and the Vandals tie it up 5-5 with a little under 5 minutes left to go in the quarter. Aiden Hoover has it pickpocketed by Stallbaugh. Casey skip past the Stallbaugh, who lays it in for two. the Atlanta bucket by Quentin Stoneball. He has all 7 points for the Vandals with 5:06 left to go in the quarter. Now Hoover walks up the floor, nearly has it pickpocketed by Stoneball. We have a whistle and a foul. That's going to go on Quentin Stoneball. It's going to be his first personal team foul, number one. 7-5. The Vandals with a 2-point lead over the South Central Cougars with 5:01 left to go in the first quarter. Nielsen inbounds it to Hoover. Hoover walks up the floor for the Cougars. Guarded loosely by Quentin Stoneball. Now picks it up at the left wing. Now gets it over to Eli Heathan, and he's whistled and fouled. They're going to get Carter Robbins for a push. Foul on Robbins, his first personal. Team foul number two, and a couple substitutions as Quentin Stoneball will take a seat, and Paddy McDowell will come in to replace him. 4:52 left to go in the first quarter. Ball is inbounded to Nielsen. It's across half court. Comes off a screen from Hudson Moore, guarded tightly by Paddy McDowell. Now Moore fires a three from the left wing. No good. Rebound is tipped around and controlled by Heaston. And we have a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get the Vandals for a hand check. So it's going to be a foul on Paddy McDowell. It's going to be his first personal team foul, number three. 7-5 our score. With 4:40 left to go in the first quarter. Ball is inbounded to Brock Zegers. Zegers gets it left wing to Moore. Moore gets it in the corner to Nielsen for three. Rattles won't fall. And the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. And we have a whistle and a foul as Hudson Moore reached in trying to come away with the steal. But he instead is whistled for the foul. Team first for the Cougars. First personal for Moore. As Casey set to inbound with 4:31 left to go in the quarter. McCarty walks up the floor for the Vandals. Cougars still playing in their 2-3 zone. Right side for Carter Robbins. He gets the top of the key to McDowell. McDowell back to Robbins. Robbins looking for an opening in the zone. Gets it over to McCarty. McCarty with it at the left side. Double team trying to get it out to Andrew Casey, but it's stolen away by the Cougars. Turnover on the Vandals. They're first. Heaston on the other side trying to go up with it. No good. And we have a whistle on the rebound. We're going to say out of bounds, last touched by the Cougars. 7-5 our score. Vandals with a 2-point lead with 4:02 left to go in the quarter. Full court pressure being applied by South Central. As Casey has it, now gets it in the middle to McCarty. McCarty looking to drive right, instead backs it out and looking to set up the offense. Top of key for Paddy McDowell. Over now to Carter Robbins. Robbins to Casey at the free throw line, dumps it down to Bowers, who lays it in for two. Basket by Lucas Bowers, and the Vandals now lead by four. It's 9-5 with 3:37 left to go in the first quarter. Nielsen with it, looking to drive inside, puts a shot in the lane, and kisses it off the glass for two. Basket by Weston Nielsen. He's got 5 of the 7 points South Central, and the lead is cut down to 2. It's 9-7. Just under 3.5 minutes left to go in the quarter, as McDowell looking to have a cross-court pass to McCarty, but he overthrows it. Turnover on the Vandals. They're second. Quentin Stoneball checks back in for the Vandals, and Carter Robbins will take a seat. Ball is inbounded to Hudson Moore. Moore slowly walks up the floor for South Central. Guarded by Adrian Casey. Now gets it for Nielsen. Nielsen fires a deep three from the left wing. Nearly fell down, but the Vandals control the rebound. Casey with it. Dribbles at the right wing. Now gets to the elbow. Kicks it in the corner for McDowell. Left corner three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bowers. Bowers looking to kick it out. A lot of contact. No foul. As Aiden Hoover came away with a steal. Turnover on the Vandals, their third. Nielsen pulls up from the left wing, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Lucas Bowers. Vandals looking to slow it down as Quentin Stoneball dribbles near the right wing. Hit pass to McCarty, now in the corner for McDowell. Top the key to Casey. Casey now to McCarty. Over to Stoneball on right wing three, missed it short. And the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. Nielsen in the hands of Hudson Moore. Moore across the timeline, looking to drive right, cut off by McDowell. Fadeaway jumper is up, no good. Rebound taken by Seegers. Seegers pump fake in the lane and lays it in for two. Rebound and a basket by Brock Seegers. And we are tied at 9 with 2:13 left to go in the first quarter as we have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Vandals. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well on WKRB.
Sure, we could tell you how amazing we are here at LLCU, but we'd rather you hear it from someone who actually banks with us.
I have banked at Land of Lincoln since I was probably, I had to guess, 12 years old. And I got my first car, so I had to, of course, get a car loan. And I got it here at Land of Lincoln Credit Union. And then that's when I also opened my checking account. And since then, my whole family, we use Land of Lincoln.
At LLCU, we have a branch to support every branch of your family. Federally insured by the NCUA.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
9-9 our score with 2:13 left to go in the first quarter. Andrew Casey looking to take it out on the left baseline. Gets it into Quentin Stallball. Vandal's trying to break the full court press as they do as McDowell dumps it down low to Bowers. Bowers now over to Stallball. Stallball at the free throw line now kicks it out. Right wing to McCarty. Now down low for Bowers. Bowers spins in lane. Has a shot blocked by Hudson Moore. Now Eli Heathman looking to go coast-to-coast off the rebound. Puts it off the glass for two. Rebound and a basket by Eli Heathman. And the Cougars take the lead. It's 11-9 with a minute 48 left to go in the quarter. Now Andrew Casey walks up the floor for the Vandals. Gets across the timeline. Kicks it out to Stallball. Stallball looked at the three. Didn't take it. Now gets it top of the key to Casey. Now in the corner for McDowell. Looking to drive baseline. Puts a little floater in the lane. No good. Rebound fought for and pulled down by McCarty. Now kicks out to Stallball. Looking to drive baseline. Kisses it off the glass for two. Basket by Quentin Stallball. He's got 9 of the 11 for the Vandals. And we're tied up at 11 once again. Nielsen comes off a screen from Hudson Moore. Now dumps it down to Brock Seegers, rather. Aiden Hoover looking to drive baseline. But it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by McCarty. So South Central will get the ball with a minute 12 left to go in the first quarter. All tied up at 11 between the Vandals and the Cougars. Ball is inbounded to Hudson Moore. Moore has his pass stolen away by Quentin Stallball, who walks it in, lays it in for two. Quentin Stallball with a steal and a bucket, as he's got 11 of the 13, and the Vandals lead by two once again with 56 seconds left to go in the quarter. Now Hoover gets across half court, guarded tightly by McCarty. And we have a whistle and a foul, as I think they're going to get McCarty for a reach. Foul's on Brent McCarty. It's going to be his first personal, team foul number 4. So the Vandals are one foul away from being over the limit. Tanner Stone and Carter Robbins will check in for the Vandals. And Quentin Stallball and Lucas, or rather Andrew Casey, will take a seat. As the ball is inbounded to Hudson Moore. Moore drives at the free throw line. Fadeaway jumper is up, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Stallball. Stallball now cross-court pass to Carter Robbins, who lays it up no good. And we have a whistle and a foul. And that's going to send Carter Robbins to the line for two free throws. Foul's going to go on Hudson Moore. It's going to be his second personal, team foul number 2. So it's going to send Carter Robbins to the free throw line. First free throw, 10 forward and lefty. On the way is up and no good. Misses short. So the score remains 13-11. As Aiden Strobel will check in for Hudson Moore, who will take a seat with his two fouls. 38.7 seconds left to go in the first quarter. The second free throw from Robbins is up and good. The Vandals lead by 3, 14-11. Ball is inbounded to Nielsen. Nielsen slowly walks up the floor, guarded tightly by Patty McDowell. Comes off a screen from Strobel. Now guarded by McCarty. Gets it right side to Heathen. Heathen back to Nielsen, nearly loses it. Instead pulls up from the top to key for three. It's up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Casey skips it ahead to McDowell. Back to Casey. 14 seconds left to go in the first quarter. As Casey gets it right side to Quentin Stallball. And is looking to hold for the final shot. As Stallball skips it over to Robbins. Robbins looking. Now skip past to Stallball. Looked at the three, didn't take it. Now puts up a last-second heave. It's up no good. And that is how the first quarter will come to an end. 14-11. The Vandals with a 3-point lead after one quarter of play. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Are you a contractor? If so, listen up. Hi, I'm Pat Click from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Our partner, Pekin Insurance, is known for providing the best contractor coverage in the area. They've thought of everything, from covering your facilities to protecting your tools and equipment while on the road, and even your employees. Ready to learn more? Call us at MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let us help build a Pekin Insurance portfolio that protects your business, your employees, and your livelihood.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus.
South Central will have the ball coming out of the timeout. It'll be Strobel, Easton, Nielsen, Hoover, and Segrist for the Cougars. And for the Vandals, it'll be McCarty, Stonball, Stone, Bowers, and Robbins. Ball is inbounded to Aiden Hoover, who gets across the timeline. Now dribble handoff to Strobel. Strobel guarded tightly by Carter Robbins. Then now kicks it, or drags it, rather, to the top of the key. Nearly tries to get it to Heathen as Stone almost came away with a steal. Vandals are guarding South Central tightly. Now Hoover has it on the right baseline, puts up a pump fake in the lane and lays it in for two. Basket by Aiden Hoover. He's got four. And the lead is cut down to 114-13 with 7:30 left to go in the half. Quentin Stoneball gets across the timeline. Now gets it top of the key to McCarty. Zips it over to Robbins. Robbins hounded by Strobel. Now gets it to McCarty. McCarty dribbles to the right elbow. Now gets it back to Robbins. Robbins back to McCarty. South Central still playing that 2-3 zone as McCarty dribbles to the lane, puts up a shot, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by the Cougars. Hoover with it at the right side. Gets it top of the key to Weston Nielsen. Nielsen comes off the screen, fires a three from the top of the key, missed it short, and the rebound is pulled down by Stoneball. Now skip pass to McCarty. McCarty drives left, puts up a shot in the lane, no good. A lot of contact and a late whistle. Now McCarty's going to go to the line for two free throws. Foul, I believe, is going to go on Aiden Hoover. Going to be his first personal team first of the quarter. So McCarty at the line. First free throw attempt on the way is up and good. 2-for-3 at the line on the Vandals so far. As Andrew Casey will check back in for the Vandals. And Tanner Stone will take a seat. McCarty's second free throw attempt on the way is up and no good. As the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. Nielsen across half court. Dribbles out the right wing. Comes off the screen, now looking to drive right. We have a whistle and a foul. And they're going to get Brent McCarty for a blocking foul. So a foul is going to go on McCarty. Going to be his second personal team foul, number one. So McDowell will check back in for the Vandals. And McCarty will take a seat. Hoover set to inbound. Looking to get it in. And he just gets it in to Weston Nielsen, who has it at the volleyball line. Now gets it left side for Eli Heason. Heason get past to Hoover. Hoover nearly loses it, but gets it back to Nielsen. Nielsen dribbles left, puts up a shot in the lane, and gets the friendly roll. As Weston Nielsen back on the board, he's got seven, and the Cougars tie it up. On the other end, Quentin Stoneball looking to go coast-to-coast, lays it in for two. And we have a whistle and a timeout taken by South Central. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 as well on WKRB.
Markets go up and markets go down, but your financial future shouldn't be viewed as a roller coaster. When things feel uncertain, you likely have questions about your investments, your retirement, and your financial plan. What steps can you take advantage of the ups and downs? This is a good time to ask certified financial planner Scott Kramer. He's here to help. Reach out today and start the conversation. Located at FNB Financial Advisors here in Vandalia. Call Scott at 618-283-5211 for a consultation. That's 618-283-5211.
17-15, the Vandals with a two-point lead over the South Central Cougars with 6:13 left to go in the first half. Ball is inbounded to Aiden Hoover. As full court pressure is now being applied by the Vandals. Hoover guarded tightly by Quentin Stallball. Nearly loses his dribble, but gets it to the elbow, puts him a shot, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Casey across the timeline. Now gets the right side for McDowell. Get past to Stallball, who dumps it down to Bowers. A little two-man action between Bowers and Casey, as Casey trying to get it back to Bowers and is thrown out of bounds. Turnover on the Vandals, their fourth. Four turnovers for the Vandals. Just three so far for South Central. Sends some more checks back in, and Aiden Struble will take a seat. Full court pressure being applied by the Vandals. As the ball is inbounded to Brock Segrist. Segrist gets it to Heathen at the right wing. Looking to drive inside. Guarded tightly by Bowers. In the corner now for Hudson Moore. Pump fake for three. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Bowers. Andrew Casey walks up the timeline. Now gets it at the elbow for Bowers. Back to Casey. Now over at the left wing for Stallball. Get past to Casey in the corner. Now guarded tightly by Nielsen. Left side, this is Quentin Stallball. He gets it in the corner for McDowell. Back to Stallball. Now at the right wing, this is Carter Robbins. Robbins, top of the key to McDowell. Back to Robbins at the right wing. Vandals trying to find an opening in the 2-3 zone. Now to Casey, free throw line jumper on the way. It's up, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. Nielsen in the hands of Aiden Hoover. South Central with a chance to tie or take the lead. Now in the hands of Nielsen. Guarded tightly by Carter Robbins. Left side for Aiden Hoover. Hoover, the lefty point guard, gets it to Heaston. Heaston tops the key to Nielsen. Looked at the three, didn't take it. Now steps in, pulls up from the elbow. No good. Rebound is fought for and pulled down by Andrew Casey as he throws it off the leg of Hudson Moore to save the possession. 17-15. Vandals lead by two with 4.5 minutes left to go until halftime. Stallball slowly walks up the floor for the Vandals. 2-3 zone still being played by South Central. Left side to Casey. Casey dumps it down for Bowers, who throws it down and punishes the rim with two hands. Lucas Bowers with the two-handed slam, and the Vandals see their lead pushed out to 4, 19-15. Now Hoover with it at the top of the key. Guarded tightly by Stallball. Gets into the lane, puts up a shot from 13 feet out, and it's nothing but net for Hoover. His second basket of the quarter, as we have a whistle on the other end. And then we're going to get Eli Heaston with a blocking foul. So that's going to be on Eli Heaston, his first personal team foul, number two. As Carter Robbins will take it out on the right baseline. Gets it into Andrew Casey. Casey right wing for Stallball. Stallball back to Bowers. Now in the corner to McDowell. McDowell has it stolen away by the Cougars. And they're going to get Carter Robbins for a whistle and a foul. Fifth turnover on the Vandals. And that's going to be foul number two for Carter Robbins. So Weston Nielsen sets you inbound on the far sideline. Now gets it into Aiden Hoover. Hoover across the timeline, guarded tightly by Stallball. In the hands of Heaston. Heaston now to Nielsen at the right wing. Guarded loosely by McDowell. Now dumps it down low to Hudson Moore. Moore trying to back down Casey. Puts it a little shot in the lane. It's no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Casey to the top of the key. Gets it in the corner for Robbins. Now to Stallball. Drives inside. Now dumps it down to Bowers. Bowers pump fake. Power dribble in the lane. And kisses it off the glass for two. Basket by Lucas Bowers. He's got four on the night. And the Vandals lead back out to seven. It's 21-17. Nielsen on the other end fires a left wing three. It's up, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Casey. Get past the Stallball. Stallball spins. Left-handed layup is up and good. Basket by Quentin Stallball. And the Vandals lead is back out to 6, 23-17. Hoover, left side for Nielsen. Nielsen in the corner for Heaston. Comes off a screen from Nielsen. Now right wing to Hoover. Or to Moore, rather. Moore drives inside. Puts up a shot, no good. But he has whistled and fouled. So Hudson Moore will go to the line for two free throws. That foul's going to go on Andrew Casey. It's his first personal, team number three of the quarter. So Moore at the line, 4-2. His first free throw attempt on the way. It is up and no good. 23-17. Vandals lead is 6. Moore's second free throw attempt on the way. Up and no good. Missed them both. So the rebound is pulled down by Carter Robbins. Robbins dribbles to the right wing. Top of the key to Andrew Casey. Casey surveys the defense, looking to drive inside, dumps it down for Bowers, and Bowers nearly threw it down again. But he is whistled and fouled. So Lucas Bowers will go to the line for two free throws. We're going to get that one on Brock Segris. It's going to be his first personal, team foul number three. 23-17, the Vandals lead us 6. Bowers' first free throw attempt all on the way. It is up and good. Nothing but net for Lucas Bowers, the 6'5 junior. As Tanner Stone will check in for Carter Robbins. Vandals lead by 7, 24-17. Bowers' second free throw attempt all on the way. It is up and good. 2-for-2 is Lucas Bowers. He's got 8 points on the night, and the Vandals lead is out to 8, 25-17. Nielsen walks up the floor for the Vandals, gets it left side for Hoover. Top the key now to Segris. Reverses it right side to Moore. It has it stolen away by Patty McDowell. McDowell drives inside and lays it in for 2. Atlanta basket by Patty McDowell. Turnover on the Cougars there, 4th. We have a whistle and a timeout taken by Landon Zerlini. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on 107.1 FM WKRB, streaming live at Vandalia.com and on the Vandalia radio app.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
27-17. The lead is 10 for the Vandals with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the first half. This is the largest lead of the night for any team. South Central at one point, I believe, led by 2. Vandals now lead by 10 with a little over 2 minutes left to go until halftime. Stone, Bowers, Casey, McDowell, and Stonball on the floor for the Vandals. And for the Cougars, it'll be Nielsen, Hoover, Segris, Easton, and Hudson Moore. Full court pressure being applied by the Vandals as the ball is inbound to Brock Segris. Gets it to a cutting Aiden Hoover. Out in the left corner for Hudson Moore. Moore top of the key to Hoover. Guarded tightly by Stonball. Gets it to the right elbow. Now gets it right wing to Nielsen. Nielsen drives inside, puts up a shot in the lane, and banks it in for 2. Basket by West Nielsen. His second points of the quarter. And the lead is back down to 8, 27-19. Bowers spins, puts a little float in the lane. It's up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Now kicks it out to Stonball. Stonball drives inside, puts up a little floater, no good, missed it short. And the rebound is pulled down by the Cougars. Minute 35 left to go. As Hoover has it in the corner. Gets it to Brock Segris. Now top key to Nielsen. Over to Heaston. Guarded tightly by Tanner Stone. Dumps it down to Moore. Moore power dribble. Hook shot in the lane is up, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Vandals looking to run in transition. Casey dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out to Stonball. Stonball looks at a 3, didn't take it. Now top of the key to McDowell for 3, no good. Rimmed out. Rebound pulled down by Stone, however. Down low to Casey. Right elbow jumper, rattles won't fall. Rebound tipped around and pulled down by South Central. Heaston looking to slow it down. Gets it to a trailing Nielsen. Back to Heaston. Drives inside. And kicks it out to Nielsen. Nielsen. Backing down McDowell, puts a little floater in the lane, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by McDowell. Vandals with it, 38 seconds left to go in the half. Casey looking to drive inside, layup, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by South Central. 30 seconds left to go. It's stolen away by Stonball, who lays it in for 2. The Atlanta basket by Quentin Stonball. And the Vandals lead is back out 10-29-19. Aiden Hoover walks up the floor for South Central, gets across the timeline. Guarded tightly by Stonball. Nearly has it stolen away by McDowell. Instead, he gets it to Nielsen. He fires a deep three from the right wing. No good. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Moore. 8 seconds left. Moore fires a three from the top of the key, but it's blocked by Lucas Bowers. Cross-court pass to Stonball. Stonball drives inside, trying to bank it in. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Bowers. His putback attempt is no good. And that is how this first half will come to an end. 29-19, the Vandals with a 10-point lead here at halftime. We'll take a break and come back with halftime numbers. You're listening to high school basketball action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia radio app.
Looking for custom apparel and promotional products that make a lasting impression? Silkworm Inc. has been making first impressions last since 1981. For over 40 years, businesses, schools, and organizations have trusted Silkworm to deliver exactly what they need when they need it. Quality orders delivered on time with awesome customer service. That's the Silkworm promise. Whether you need t-shirts, caps, bags, or any promotional items, Silkworm has you covered. Call Silkworm today at 1-800-826-0577. That's 1-800-826-0577. Or visit us at silkworminc.com. Silkworm Inc., making first impressions last since 1981.
Hi, this is Monica Chandler from Wilms & Associates. For all your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street in Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. That's one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center is your number one source for all things floors. They're dedicated to providing a wide variety of the best products. They have American-made, natural, and sustainable products, and they offer full installation with all preparation and finish work included for all carpets, floors, and countertops. You can visit them at 1830 West Fletcher in Vandalia, along Route 140 in Greenville, or you can also find them on Facebook. That's DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center. Top-notch food and great service. That's what you're going to get at Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia. Murray's has great steaks, and they also offer seafood, burgers, and much more. Murray's is also available wherever you are. You can dine in at 112 North 6th Street in Vandalia. You can order on their website at murraysrestaurantllc.com or on DoorDash. And always remember to check out their Facebook page for special offers. So for a great steak or whatever you're craving, your best stop is Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
29-19, the Vandals with a 10-point lead here at halftime over the South Central Cougars. Taking a look at the first half stats for the Vandals, Quentin Stonball leads all scorers with 17 points. Lucas Bowers has 8 points. 6 of those came in the second quarter. 2 points from Patty McDowell and 1 point each from Brenton McCarty and Carter Robbins. I had the Vandals for 5 turnovers in the first half. On the other side for the South Central Cougars, they were led in scoring by Weston Nielsen with 9 points, 6 points for the freshman Aiden Hoover, and 2 points each for Brock Segrist and Eli Heaston. I have the Cougars for 5 turnovers in the first half. 29-19, the Vandals with a 10-point lead here in the first half of play. Vandals have done a good job of controlling or limiting turnovers, rather, and forcing quite a bit themselves, but the 2-3 zone of South Central definitely causing problems for the Vandals, as they've been struggling to get their half-court offense in sync. Weston Nielsen has been struggling with the three-pointer so far. He's only made one, but doing a good job of getting to the basket and finding shots in other ways. Reminder, if you're looking for Illinois Fighting the Illini basketball, you will find that on AM 1500, 104, 7 FM, 102, 7 FM, WPMB. Illinois is coming off of a win over Tennessee this past Saturday, and they're on the road at Ohio State in Columbus to start Big Ten play. But that's not all for the basketball broadcast we have coming your way on Vandalia Radio, as on Saturday, or Friday rather, Erica Foltz will have the call of the Vandals opening South Central Conference play with the North Mac Panthers at 7:30. And then at 7:30 on Saturday, we'll have the Vandals taking on the Carlisle Indians. So all basketball action for you this weekend on Vandalia Radio. And, of course, you can stream us live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com. And, of course, on the Vandalia Radio app. 29-19, the Vandals with a 10-point lead over the South Central Cougars. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will be ready to start the second half. You're listening to high school basketball action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900, or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Winter weather is upon us. Don't wait until the coldest morning of the year to find out your heating system has gone out. Get it serviced now by Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance services all makes and models of heating systems. And if yours won't make it through another winter, they can get you set up with a new one. Just call 283-3224. That's 283-3224 for Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia.
29-19, the Vandals with a 10-point lead over the South Central Cougars here tonight. We are just about 2.5 minutes away from tip-off, or not tip-off, I'd rather the start of the second half. South Central on the floor getting some warm-up shots in. Vandals still have yet to exit the locker room, as now they have finally emerged. As a reminder, this will be the first of three broadcasts we'll have for you coming on WKRV, as Erica Foltz will have the call between the Vandals and North Mac on Friday, as the Vandals will open South Central Conference play. Then on Saturday, we'll have the broadcast of the Vandals taking on Carlisle. Both of those games should be getting ready to, or should be getting started around 7:30. And of course, those will be found on 107.1 FM WKRV. And as always, you can stream us live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. Reminder, if you are looking for the Illinois Fighting Illini basketball, you will find that broadcast on AM 1500, 104.7 FM, 102.7 FM, WPMB, as Illinois on the road taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Coming into this most recent top 25 poll, ranked number 13 in the country following their 13-point win over the Tennessee Volunteers in Nashville this past weekend. The Vandals and Cougars getting some last-minute instructions from their head coaches. And we are just about set. And we are just about set, excuse me, to start the second half. So coming out of the half, should be South Central ball to start the second half. As Vandals have broken their huddle, and they will go with their starting five of McCarty, Stonball, Casey, Robbins, and Bowers. And South Central will go with their starting five of Aiden Hoover, Eli Heaston, Hudson Moore, Brock Seegers, and Weston Nielsen. The Vandals, rather, will get the ball to start the second half as Andrew Casey is set to take it out on the far sideline. Vandals will be moving from right to left in the second half. South Central will be moving from left to right. Ball is inbounded to McCarty. Cougars still playing their 2-3 zone. Get past to McCarty on the left side. Now gets the top of Keith to Robbins, who swings it over to Stonball. Dumps it down to Casey. Kick back out to Stonball. Vandals looking for an opening. Top of the key to McCarty. Now left side to Robbins. Robbins looking to drive. Gets it to Casey, who fires a left elbow jumper, and that one rattles and falls. Basket for Andrew Casey, his first 2 points of the night. Vandals have their largest lead. It's 31-19. Hoover gets it right side to Weston Nielsen. Nielsen guarded tightly by McCarty. Dumps it down low to Hudson Moore. Moore on the left block, working on Casey. Fires the hook shot in the lane. A lot of contact and a late whistle. And Hudson Moore will go to the line for 2 free throws. Foul's going to go on Andrew Casey. Going to be his second personal, team foul number one. Hudson Moore at the line for 2 free throws. His first one on the way. It is up and good. So Hudson Moore is on the board. His first points of the night. And the deficit is cut down to 11 for the Cougars, 31-20. Moore's second free throw attempt on the way. It is up and good. So 2 for 2 at the line is Hudson Moore, and the lead is back up to 10 for the Vandals, 31-21. Carter Robbins with it at the left side. Get past to McCarty. McCarty, top of the key to Stonball. Stonball now zips it over to Robbins. Robbins looking to drive baseline. Cut off and kicks it top of the key to McCarty. Now in the right corner for Stonball. Get past to Robbins. Two fires the left corner. Three rattles won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Casey. Now gets it out to Stonball. Looking to drive baseline. Puts up a shot in the lane and kisses it off the glass for two. Basket by Quentin Stonball. His first points of the half. He's got 19, and the Vandals lead is back out to 12, 31-21, 33-21, rather. As Aiden Hoover on the other side puts up a shot in the lane, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Casey looking to go coast-to-coast for the Vandals. Kicks it out instead to Robbins. Right corner three, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Eli Heaston. Heaston looking to go coast-to-coast, puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Robbins. Now skip pass to Andrew Casey. But had too much zip on it. Turnover on the Vandals, their sixth. Vandals have taken care of the ball so far through the first half. That one's just their sixth turnover. Turnovers have really killed the Vandals at times this year. As the ball is inbounded to Brock Seegers. Nearly has it stolen away. It is by Casey. Turnover on the Cougars, their sixth. Right corner, this is Quentin Stonball for three. Missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Robbins. His putback attempt is up and good. Rebound and a basket by Carter Robbins. He's got three. And the Vandals have their largest lead of the night, 35-21, a 14-point lead. Now Nielsen looking to go coast-to-coast, puts up a shot in the lane, and a whistle and a foul called on Weston Nielsen as they're going to get him for a charge. Foul's going to be on Nielsen. It's his first personal, team foul number one of the quarter. And the Vandals will have the ball with 5:50 left to go in the third quarter. Robbins walks up the floor for the Vandals. Gets it left side to Robbins. Now to Casey. Casey hops up in the lane, kicks it back out to Robbins. Pass fake. Now trying to find Andrew Casey, but he throws it between his legs. Turnover on the Vandals. They're seventh. Now Weston Nielsen with it at the right side. Dribbles at the wing. Spins, fadeaway jumper on the way. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Bowers. Bowers to Robbins. Dumps it down low to Stonball. Pump fake in the lane and lays it in for two. Basket by Quentin Stonball. The Vandals have their largest lead of the night, a 16-point lead, 37-21. Timeout taken by South Central. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well on WKRV.
Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. At Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized MileStar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty for the first 50% of tread-free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call them at 618-699-5535.
37-21. The lead is 16-4, the Vandals. It'll be South Central ball coming out of the timeout as the Cougars have broken their huddle. And Vandals will be looking to pick up full court. South Central set to take it out on the left sideline. Hudson Moore looking to get it in and dumps it down low to Aiden Hoover, who nearly has it stolen away by Stallball, but I'm going to say he went out of bounds. So South Central will still have the ball. 37-21, the lead is 16-4, the Vandals. 5:16 left to go in the third quarter. Ball is inbounded to Aiden Hoover. Hoover has it stolen away by Casey. Casey dumps it down to Stallball, who lays it in for two. Andrew Casey came away with the turnover, and the Vandals lead by 18, 39-21. Nielsen looking to drive left. Now dribbles it out. Has his pass stolen away by Stallball. Stallball on the other end lays it in for two. Basket by Quentin Stallball, and the Vandals lead by 20, 41-21. 4:50 left to go in the third quarter. Eli Heaton with it, guarded by Carter Robbins. Now gets it top of the key to Nielsen. Nielsen dribbles, nearly has it stolen, but he finds a cutting Hudson Moore, who lays it in for two. Basket by Hudson Moore as South Central picks up full court. Hudson Moore nearly came away with the steal, but he went out of bounds as he touched it. So the Vandals will maintain possession with 4.5 minutes left to go in the quarter. Patty McDowell will check in, and Quentin Stallball will take a seat. Ball is inbounded at the right corner to Casey. Casey surveys the defense. They work it around the perimeter to Patty McDowell. Get past to McCarty. Now McCarty over to McDowell. McDowell guarded tightly, trying to get it to Robbins, and does. Robbins looking to drive right, kicks it out to McCarty. Right corner, three on the way. Got it. Three-pointer from Brenton McCarty, and the Vandals haven't seen their lead grow to 21-44-23. Aiden Hoover with it at the right wing. Now gets it top of the key to Nielsen. Comes off a screen from Segrist. Gets the elbow. Kicks it out to Hudson Moore. Moore looking to drive left. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot and hits. Basket by Hudson Moore. He's got six in the quarter. And the lead is back down to 19-44-25. Carter Robbins with it. Gets it to a cutting Casey. Casey, little 12-foot jumper on the way. It's up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Hudson Moore. South Central looking to push the tempo. Guarded tightly by McDowell. Comes off a screen from Segrist. Fires a three at the top of the key. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Casey across the timeline. Gets the top of the key to McCarty. McCarty back to a cutting Casey. Casey, little pump fake in the lane. And kisses it up off the glass for two. Left-handed layup from Andrew Casey. Vandals lead is back to 21-46-25. Hudson Moore has it at the left wing. Looking to drive inside. Pulls up from just inside the free throw line and got the friendly roll. Hudson Moore has come out of the halftime break on fire as the deficit once again trimmed down to 19-46-27. McCarty has it. Gets it left side to McDowell's. We have a whistle and a timeout taken by Joe Banzo. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and take 30 as well on WKRB.
It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash and fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. They have their pet wash where you keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft touch car wash and self-service bay. At your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash. Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com.
46-27, the Vandals with a 19-point lead with just over 2.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. McDowell gets it in to Brent McCarty. McCarty gets it right side to Stallball. Stallball back to McCarty at the left wing. Drives to the elbow, dumps it down low to Tanner Stone. Stone looking to make a move, nearly loses it, but it was last touched by South Central. So the Vandals will get the ball back with 2:21 left to go in the third quarter. McDowell has it on the left sideline. Gets it into Stallball. Stallball dribbles at the right wing. Gets it top of the key to McCarty. McCarty over and out of Stallball. Looks at the three, didn't take it. Instead, he's going to drive baseline. Nearly happy. Got called for the travel. So a turnover on the Vandals. They're 8. He's tightrope in the sideline. Looks like he almost stepped out of bounds, but referee's going to say he picked up his pivot foot. That's going to be the 7th turnover on the Vandals. Hudson Moore walks up the floor for South Central. He's had the hot hand so far. Guarded tightly by Tanner Stone. Drives left. Looking to drive baseline. A little fadeaway jumper on the way. Missed it short. And the rebound is pulled down by Stone. Stone in the hands of McDowell. In the corner for Stallball. Stallball, top of the key to McDowell. McDowell trying to throw it into Lucas Bowers, but it's over the outstretched arms of the 6'5 Lucas Bowers. We turn over on the Vandals, their 9th. Full court pressure being applied by the Vandals. We have a whistle and a timeout taken by South Central. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it here as South Central tried to save the possession. And the Vandals still lead by 19, 46-27. With a minute 41 left to go in the first quarter. Vandals have started to push out a pretty big lead here in the third quarter as they've taken advantage of multiple South Central turnovers and turned them into easy runouts. A big reason why they're ahead by 19. Vandals have led by as much as 21 as the whistle. And we're ready to come out of the timeout. South Central will have it. All on the left sideline. Nielsen rather, to inbound. Throws it over the head of Eli Heaston, who has to chase it down, but it goes out of bounds. Turnover on South Central. They're 7th. The Vandals will have the ball. And it looks like it'll be underneath their own basket. So Patty McDowell sets it inbound. McDowell looking to get it in. And gets it into Quentin Stallball. Works it around the perimeter to McCarty. McCarty back to Stallball at the left corner. Now it's Kip Paz back to McCarty. McCarty now to McDowell at the top of the key back to McCarty. McCarty surveys the Vandals defense. Now top of the key back to McDowell. Dribbles, kick out to Stallball, fires the left wing three, no good. And the rebound is tipped around and pulled down by Weston Nielsen. Now Nielsen gets across the timeline for the Cougars. Guarded loosely by McDowell, he's going to fire a right wing three and drills it. Three-pointer from Weston Nielsen, his 2nd three of the game, and his 1st point to this half. And the lead is trimmed down to 16, 46, 30. Stallball has it at the left wing. Now gets it over to McCarty. McCarty. Dribble drive, gets it to Stone at the right elbow, who fires a fadeaway jumper and stuff and good. Basket by Tanner Stone. Vandals lead back out to 18-48-30. Now Hoover dribbles at the right sideline, gets to the elbow. Trying to dump it down to Tyson Jones, but it's stolen away by McCarty. Turnover on the Cougars, the 8th. Now Hoover able to come away with a steal. Vandals 10th turnover as Hudson Moore looking on the other end to drive inside. And he lays it in for 2. Bucket by Hudson Moore. It's back to a 16-point deficit for the Cougars, 48-32. 18 seconds left to go in the quarter. As Stallball looking to hold for the final shot. Dumps it down at the baseline to Stone. Now backs it back out to Stallball. 10 seconds left. Stallball Right side to McCarty. Now in the corner for McDowell. 3 seconds left. Stumble. Has to get off a shot quickly, and he banks it in off the glass with a 10-foot runner for two. Quentin Stoneball, have yourself a night as he kisses it off the glass as the buzzer expires, as the Vandals will take a 50-32 lead going into the fourth quarter. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother of pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Are you in the market to build a new home? Do you want to tour three brand new homes showcasing quality construction features, the newest trends, and learn about our custom plan design process? Do you like the thought of a one-stop shop serving all of your new home needs from ground up? Do you want a reputable builder who has been in business over 25 years and has great references from local construction lenders and past clients? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then come to Pine Ridge Homes and check us out or look us up on Facebook.
50-32, the Vandals with an 18-point lead to start the fourth quarter. South Central will have the ball as Eli Heaston set to inbound and gets it into Aiden Hoover. Hoover gets across the timeline. He's guarded tightly by Stoneball. Now left side for Heaston. Heaston to a wide-open Hudson, or wide-open Weston Nielsen, rather, at the top of the key. Comes off a screen from Hoover. Now gets it to Hudson Moore, who drives inside, whistle, and a foul. So Hudson Moore will go to the line for two free throws. 50-32. As the Vandals lead by 18, Hudson Moore will go to the line. And then Andrew Cajun for that foul, his third personal. The first free throw on the way from Moore is up and no good, missed it short. Moore at the line. His second free throw attempt all in the way. It is up. And good. Got the friendly roll that time. Lead is down to 17. 50-33. Vandals lead by 17. Right side to Quentin Stoneball. Get pass in the corner to Robbins. Robbins looking to drive baseline. Cut off. Looking for an opening. Now gets it in the corner to Casey. Casey drives to the elbow. Kicks out to Stoneball. Stoneball drags it out and surveys the defense. Down low to Casey. Casey splits the double team, finds a cutting Carter Robbins, who lays it in for two. Basket by Carter Robbins, and the Vandals lead is back out to 19, 52-33. Aiden Hoover with it at the top of the key. Now throws it out of bounds, turnover on South Central, their 10th. 10 turnovers for each team. As Carter Robbins will inbound on the far sideline. Ball is inbounded to Andrew Casey. Casey dribbles around the top of the key. Now gets it right side for Stoneball. Stoneball at the elbow to Casey. Dumps it down low to Cole Metzger. Metzger splits a double team, puts up a shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. Nielsen across the timeline. Fires a right wing three. Got it. Three-pointer from Weston Nielsen. And South Central trying to mount the comeback. It's 52-36. Stoneball with it. Gets it south of the key to Andrew Casey. Casey over the left side for McDowell. Down low to Metzger. Metzger, little reverse layup on the way. It's up and good. Basket by Cole Metzger. And the lead is back out to 18, 54-36. Hoover on the other side. Looking to drive baseline, but he's cut off by Stoneball, who comes away with the steal. Turnover on South Central, who gets it right back. As Hoover dumps it down low to Tyson Jones. Layup no good. Rebound is pulled down by Quentin Stoneball. Now skip pass all the way to Carter Robbins, who lays it in for two. Basket by Carter Robbins, and the Vandals lead is back out to 20-56-36. Nielsen has it at the left wing. Drives left. Little floater in the lane, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Cole Metzger. Now in the hands of Andrew Casey. Casey in the corner for Stoneball, who fires a three. No good. Gets his own rebound, however. Now looking to drive right, kick out to Casey, right corner three, no good. Couldn't get the friendly roll putt. Cole Metzger comes down with the rebound, power dribble in the lane, and lays it in for two. Rebound and a basket by Cole Metzger. As the Vandals lead is out to 22, their largest lead of the night. 58-36 with 5:18 left to go in the ballgame. Down low to Aiden Hoover. Hoover looking to drive inside. Kip puts up a shot, no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Vandals. Now skip pass to Carter Robbins, who drives inside, whistle and a foul. So Carter Robbins will go to the line for two free throws. 5:07 left to go in the ballgame. 58-36, the lead is 22 for the Vandals. Foul's going to go on Eli Heaston, his second personal, team foul number one. First free throw on the way from Carter Robbins. It is up and good. 8 points for the senior Robinson, or Robbins rather, as Cole Metzger and Patty McDowell will take a seat. McCarty and Bowers will check back in. The second free throw on the way from Carter Robbins. It is up and good. 2-for-2 at the line for Carter Robbins as the Vandals lead it 60-36 rather, as Weston Nielsen walks it up the floor. Gets it at the corner for Hudson Moore. Puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound fought for and pulled down by Casey, who throws it away to Brock Seegers, but we have a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Hudson Moore for a reach. That's going to be a foul on Hudson Moore, his third personal. Team foul number two. As the ball is inbounded to Carter Robbins. Robbins looks at the three, didn't take it. Instead drives, kick out to Casey, a right wing three, no good. And the rebound chased down by Robbins. Robbins back to Casey. Get pass in the corner to Stoneball for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bowers. Put back is up, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Nielsen. Nielsen to Hoover, back to Nielsen. Across half court for the Cougars. Drives inside, puts up a shot, and gets the runner to fall. As Weston Nielsen gets the bucket. And the lead is now 22 for the Vandals. 60-38. Vandals with a 22-point lead with 4:12 left to go in the ballgame. Right side, this is Andrew Casey. He gets the top of the key to McCarty. McCarty, right side of Robbins. Robbins drives inside, kicks it out to Casey at the elbow. Casey drives inside, kick out to Stoneball, left corner three, no good. Rebound chased down and controlled. No, it goes out of bounds, last touch by the Vandals. The South Central will get the ball with 3:50 left to go in the ballgame. 60-38. The lead is 22 for the Vandals. Nielsen walks up the floor, comes off a screen from Hudson Moore. Nearly gets it to Aiden Hoover, but it tips out of bounds, last touch by Stoneball. So the Cougars will maintain the possession. 3:39 left to go in the ballgame. As Nielsen looking to inbound and gets it into Aiden Hoover. Hoover across the timeline, drives to the free throw line, and dribble handoff now to Nielsen. Nielsen in the corner for Hudson Moore. Moore out to Nielsen. Looking to drive left, puts up a shot in the lane, but it's blocked by Lucas Bowers. And the rebound pulled down by Casey. Casey trying to find a wide-open Carter Robbins, but it's tipped out of bounds by Brock Seegers. So the Vandals will have the ball with 3:17 left to go in the fourth. Robbins on the left sideline. Looking to get it in. Inbounds it to Stoneball. Drives baseline, kicks out to Casey. Casey steps in, fires a jumper from the elbow, no good. And it's pulled down by Brock Seegers. In the hands to Hudson Moore. Moore a little behind the back pass to Eli Heaston, who lays it in for two. Nice pass by Hudson Moore. As the lead is trimmed down to 24, the Vandals 60-40. 2:55 left to go in the fourth quarter. Vandals looking to slow down some of this clock. Left side is McCarty. Works it around the perimeter to Robbins. Robbins looking to drive baseline. Kicks out to Stoneball. Right wing three. Got it. Three-pointer for Quentin Stoneball. He's got 30 on the night. And the Vandals lead by 23, 63-40. Moore has it pickpocketed by Quentin Stoneball. Turnover on the Cougars are 12. Casey walks up the timeline. Flips the double team. Puts up a little floater in the lane. Hits and is fouled. Basket by Andrew Casey as he was able to absorb the contact. and got the friendly roll. So he's going to the line looking to convert the three-point play. Mass substitutions on both sides. At South Central, will have Draven Gillespie, Aiden Strobel, Isaac Guerrettas, Tyson Jones, and Reese Yates to check in. And for the Vandals, it'll be Camden Ruitt, Adam Busher, Aiden Carroll, and Cole Metzger, with Tanner Stone waiting at the scorer's table as KZ looking to convert the three-point play. It is up and good. So Andrew Casey able to convert at the free throw line as he will check out with 2:23 left to go in the ball game as the ball is inbounded to Aiden Strobel. Strobel guarded tightly by Adam Busher. We have a whistle and a double dribble. So turnover on South Central there, 13th. Aiden Carroll gets it into Adam Busher. Busher walks up the timeline, gets it right wing to Tanner Stone. Stone at the elbow to Carroll. Carroll kicks it out, left corner three on the way from Ruitt. It is no good, missed it short. Rebound pulled down by South Central. Now Strobel finds a cutting Isaac Guerrettas. This shot is blocked by Cole Metzger. Rebound pulled down by Reese Yates. It's up no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Cole Metzger. Metzger in the hands of Tanner Stone. Now gets it to Adam Busher. Top of the key to Tanner Stone. Now left side for Camden Ruitt. Ruitt, right side for Busher. Minute 40 left to go in the ball game. Busher gets it in the corner for Tanner Stone. Looked at the three, didn't take it. Now left side, this is Camden Ruitt. Ruitt, top of the key to Stone. Stone at the elbow for Carroll. Now at the right corner for Ruitt. Ruitt dumps it down low to Cole Metzger, puts up a shot, no good, but he has whistled and fouled. So Cole Metzger will go to the line for two free throws. That foul is going to go on South Central. It's going to be on Reese Yates, his first personal, team foul number four. Metzger's first free throw attempt all on the way. It is up and good. 67-40. The lead is 27 for the Vandals. Minute 21 left to go in the ballgame. As Metzger, couldn't get the second free throw attempt to fall, so we have a whistle on the rebound. It's going to be on Aiden Carroll, his first personal, team number two. Ball is inbounded to Aiden Strobel. Strobel, right side for Guerrettas. Guerrettas looking to drive inside, dumps it down to Tyson Jones. Jones' little floater in the lane, it's up no good. Rebound is fought for and controlled by Tanner Stone. Minute five left to go in the ball game. That's Stone looking to go coast to coast. Now top of the key to Adam Busher. Left side for Ruitt. Down low to Carroll. Carroll back to Ruitt. Ruitt works around the perimeter. Comes off a screen from Stone. Now gets it in the right corner for Adam Busher. Busher with 45 seconds left. Gets it left side to Stone. Stone back to Busher. Now at the right corner for Ruitt. Ruitt to Busher. Now to Stone. Looked at the three, didn't take it, as the Vandals will look to just dribble out the rest of this clock. 67-40, the Vandals will come away with a 27-point win over the South Central Cougars as they are dribbling out the rest of this clock. And they will improve to 3-2 on the season, getting themselves over 500 for the first time this season. Top of the key, back to Tanner Stone. Now in the corner for Busher for three. Got it. Three-pointer from Adam Busher as the Vandals lead by 30, 70-40. Now Gillespie, a three on the other way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tanner Stone, and that is how this ball game will come to an end. 69-40, the Vandals come away with a 29-point win. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up on WKRB.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel at Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
Hi, this is Lacey Glenn with Durbin's Overhead Door. If you are looking for a quality business and Vandalia's only local garage door company, look no further than us. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer many services, including new installation of garage doors for both residential and commercial. We also do repairs, spring replacements, and opener service. We are open Monday through Friday with Saturday emergency service available. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer the best products, including Amar, Delden, Haas, and TrackRite doors, and we are a LiftMaster dealer. You can give us a call at 618-283-4863. That's 618-283-4863. You can also visit our website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com. For all your garage door needs, choose Durbin's Overhead Door.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. That's 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
Bank of Hillsborough is now Constitution Bank. I'm Carly Forson, Vandalia Branch Manager. While our name has changed, we're still your community bank, just like we've been since 1869. Still locally owned, still headquartered in Hillsborough, and still right here with the same team, the same values, and the same commitment to helping you grow. From your first account to your next big step, we're with you all the way. Constitution Bank, here for you, here for good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A new name, but the same great service. Montgomery Plumbing is now Holman Plumbing. Holman Plumbing can take care of your residential or commercial plumbing needs. Just give them a call, 618-780-0140. That's 618-780-0140 for Holman Plumbing. Again, Montgomery Plumbing is now Holman Plumbing, 618-780-0140.
Laminate or hardwood, vinyl plank or carpet, ceramic tile or LVT. Choosing the ideal flooring for your space can be overwhelming. Luckily, Lock Flooring will take the time to discuss your project and figure out which product will best suit your needs. Lock Flooring also carries quartz and laminate countertops, onyx custom showers, and manufactured stone for your exterior and interior. Stop by their showroom at 40 Pine Ridge Drive in Vandalia. Open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Or give them a call at 618-322-3863. And a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Lock Flooring Innovations.
I did, I will, I am. Just a few simple words symbolic of the growth and opportunity that alumni, high school graduates, and current students enjoy at Kaskaskia College. With dozens of rewarding career and trade programs to choose from, KC offers real-world curriculum, giving graduates every advantage for a promising career. Interested in a four-year degree? Our transfer programs can jumpstart your way to earning a bachelor's. To learn more, visit kaskaskia.edu today, because success starts here.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
69-40, the Vandals come away with a 29-point win over the South Central Cougars. Final line for the Vandals, they were led in scoring by Quentin Stonball, who led all scorers with 30 points, 9 points from Carter Robbins, 8 points from Lucas Bowers, 7 points from Andrew Casey, 4 points from Brent McCarty, 2 points each from Tanner Stone and Patty McDowell, 5 points from Cole Metzger, and 2 points from Adam Buescher. I had the Vandals score 11 turnovers in the ball game. On the other side, for the South Central Cougars, they were led in scoring by Weston Nielsen with 17. Hudson Moore had 11, 6 points from Aiden Hoover, 4 points from Eli Heestand, and 2 points from Brock Segrist. I had the Cougars for 13 turnovers in the ball game. 69-40. The Vandals come away with a 29-point win as they will improve to 3-2 on the season. They will be back in action on Friday when they host North Mac to start South Central Conference play. South Central falls to 2-4 on the season. They will be on the road on Friday to start National Trail Conference play to take on the Altamont Indians. 69-40 is our final. For Gavin Renfro back in the studio, I'm Isaac Ischenhausen saying good night from Vandalia Community High School.
High school basketball action on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Heck Chevrolet, Rogers Home Appliance, and Altamont, Country Financial Agents, Joe Sefton and Blake Doring, United Fidelity Bank, Pro Wire, Joe's Pizza in Pasta and Vandalia, First National Bank of Brownstown, Dish Trucking in Alma, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, Connexus, F&B Financial Advisors, Brock Brannon and Scott Kramer, Timmerman and Company, Silkworm, Wilms and Associates, Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center, Murray's Steakhouse, Sloan Implement, Dynamic Dental Group, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Marianne's Restaurant, Rock Bottom Tire, Spin and Spray, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Pine Ridge Homes, Brickyard Builders, Durbin's Overhead Door, DC Concrete and Construction, Constitution Bank, Holman Plumbing, Lock Flooring Innovations, Kaskaskia College, and your hometown Vandalia Denny's.